To follow through on your belief that this was a conspiracy, the conspiracy theorists sort of are broken up into two camps. Those who believe the government either let it happen or somehow caused it to happen. Where do you fall?
I wish I knew who did it. I don't know who, I don't know the players involved. So I can't speculate if the government let it happen or made it happen. But I can say that our government and our Department of Justice and the President and the Vice President did not give it the blue ribbon investigation it needed from the beginning. Both President Bush and Vice President Cheney said in 2001 that they did not want to give full attention to the collapse and the destruction of the World Trade Center because it would take away resources from the war in Afghanistan. I find that absolutely inexcusable.
Who had the most to gain from this attack on the United States?
If you look at the attack of 9/11 historically, it has all the hallmarks of what we call the new Pearl Harbor. And virtually every foreign war the United States has gotten into was precipitated by some calamitous disaster like Pearl Harbor. 9/11 is in my opinion, the modern day Pearl Harbor. And it was effective, and it was used to sway public opinion to usher in the war on terror.
All right. So, given that it was such a cataclysmic event, sort of, again, who had the resources to pull it off?
It certainly required the resources of state-sponsored intelligence agencies. It was too big, involving airplanes, involving the placement, the pre-placement of explosives in the towers, which I think is there's evidence of, and the way that the story was spun, and the way that the non-investigation was conducted, certainly indicates that state players are involved.